Please turn with me this morning to 2 Corinthians 2:14. We've been talking in the last several weeks about God's, our hope and our strength in the Lord. You know, these really are uneasy times. There really is a lot of change going on out in our life. And we are truly in a battle. And it only seems to be getting worse. And I don't think the battle's going to stop till the day we see the Lord come home. It's a continual. We might as well just resign ourselves to the fact. You know, John was talking last week about Mary and Martha and how Martha complained that Mary was always at Jesus' feet. And he said, Jesus said to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things." Well, to me, what that says is that Martha was paying attention to the circumstances. She was paying attention to the battles that were going on. Where Mary, on the other hand, chose to sit at Jesus' feet and to listen to his words. And I believe that's a sign of us looking at Jesus and applying what he says in his word to our life that will help us walk on in victory. Because we have the victory. I just don't think we know that we have the victory. The word worry comes from the root word merizo, which means divided into parts. And this word suggests a distraction, a preoccupation with things causing anxiety, stress, and pressure. How many of us have too much anxiety, too much stress, and too much pressure in our life? The thing is that I truly believe that most people have chosen the way of Martha. That we look at the circumstances and we don't look at our victory through Christ. So 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who is Christ, who in Christ always leads us in triumph and through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. Did you see that? In Christ always. Not only on Tuesdays, you know, not maybe, but always, always leads us in triumph. You know, our battles are very real. We've got bills to pay, we've got relationships, we've got jobs that maybe we're not too keen about. We need promotions, we need more money, or we need a job. These are very real to us, but what we really need to focus in on is that you have the victory in each and every one of those situations. You know, yesterday afternoon I picked up the Message Bible. I just got it and I was reading through it. And it says for 2:14, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Well, I don't know about you, but I haven't been in any parades lately. I've had my victories, yeah. But I didn't know that. One perpetual victory parade. That's glorious. Praise God. You know, we just don't focus in on, we do not grab hold of the victory that we have in Christ. You know, the victory is, the battle is really an opportunity for our victory to show up. We are overcomers. The Bible tells us that. We are overcomers because God will always cause you to triumph in whatever battle you are in. You know, think about it for a minute. What battle are you dealing with today? This last week? You know, what's going on in your life? The thing is if we don't give up, if we don't quit, we will have the victory. Our problem is that it may not be right now, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, but we have the victory. It's God's timing, it's not ours. And I know we get impatient a lot of the times because we want it. I mean, I want it now. You know, I'm into the now. But sometimes it doesn't come in the now. You know, our job is to focus in on the Lord and to keep the door open so that when the victory comes in, We can rejoice in that victory and share that victory with all the people around us. Think about it for a second. What battle are you facing today? What is it? And I want you to say with me, my victory is a sure thing. Say it. My victory is a sure thing. And I want you to get that into you. Get that into your heart. So that when you face whatever situation it is that comes up, it may be difficult. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But your victory is a sure thing. And we need to praise the Lord all the time. Even when we don't see the victory in the physical realm, you need to focus in. When you claim that victory, you also need to say, thank you, Lord, for that victory. I don't see it right now. I know it's coming. I have got the victory. We need to say, thanks be unto God who always, 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 always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that I've got the victory today. No matter when it comes, I've got the victory today. You know, the Bible talks about walking by faith. Well, faith is an action. You need to put something into it. You know, walking by faith also means that it's the Word of God that is operational on the inside of you. You need to know inside of you that whatever battle you're facing, you've got the victory in that situation. What we need to remember is that the battle belongs to the Lord. But you know what? The victory belongs to you. You need to remember that. You need to say that to yourself. God fights the battle, and we rejoice in the victory. God fights the battle, and we rejoice in the victory. You know, God is the force behind our victory. And can anybody stop what God has said He was going to do? No. No one can stop what God has said He's going to do in your life. And I believe, even if you're guilty, if you're facing a situation, if you will go to God's Word, and you will pray His Word over your situation, God will cause good to come out of it. Maybe you'll get favor where there was supposed to be no favor. I don't know what it is. Are there consequences for what we do? Yes, you better believe it. You break the law, you're going to pay the penalty. But I also believe that in that, if you've done wrong, you can turn to God and you can say, Father God, forgive me for what I have done. And I ask that you would provide favor for me in this situation. Favor. And I believe that He will work in that situation. Whatever that situation is. We still have consequences, but we still also have the favor of the Lord God Almighty. And He will work in ways that we don't even see or we don't even know. You know, I think one of our big problems is that God is looking for somebody to believe Him. And we don't. We really don't. We believe the devil more than we believe God. Think about it for a minute. What situation have you faced recently? And what did you talk about? You know? 2 years ago, when I was stricken with that virus, they told me this was a very, very grave situation. The morning my mother died, they told me it was a very, very grave situation. Did I think I was going to die? You betcha. And I knew that if it was not for the grace of God and His healing powers, I would be dead. There was an inflammation in my body that was attacking me. It was attacking every organ in my body. They have what they call the SED rate, which calculates how much inflammation is in your body. And I think normal is, you know, within like 20, 30. 100 is grave. Mine was 120. The doctors didn't know. He said, if I can't turn this around in 2 weeks, I don't know where you will be. Well, about 6 weeks ago, all of a sudden my symptoms came back. I had the pain. I couldn't do anything. I didn't have any energy. Everything came back, and I couldn't figure it out. Well, John had also asked me to speak if I could speak again. And I thought, Lord, what's going on here? I don't understand. I've been taking care of myself, doing everything I'm supposed to do, and I just feel awful. And I called the doctor, and I talked to him, and he said, well, I don't understand, because your SED rate is normal for the first time in 2 years. And I just felt that it was an all-in-out attack from the enemy. And I had to start claiming, I am healed by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ. The symptoms were there, and I didn't feel that great, but I kept saying, I am healed by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ. I do not focus in on the symptoms. I rebuke the symptoms. Is it easy? No. God, it's not easy. I wish it was, but it's not. You have to continually focus in on God. He loves us so much that He's there to help us. He's just waiting for us to say, what are you focusing in on? Are you focusing in on your battle today? Are you focusing in on what I can do for you? Are you focusing in on what I can bring you through? Am I still fighting the symptoms today? Yeah, I am. The enemy doesn't want me up here. But you know what? That's okay. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can walk in what God has planned for me. And it was so, I couldn't believe it. I see a specialist, and when I was leaving the specialist's office, I ran into my primary care doctor, who was there when all this started. And I was all excited. I said, can you believe it? My SED rate is 12. She said, I can't believe it. So she turns to me and she says, you know what? I think I'm going to have to start calling you Lazarus, because I can't believe that your SED rate is 12. It's unheard of. And I thought, yes, Lord, that is you. The Lord God Almighty raised me from the dead, because He was not through with me. He was not through. And He's not through with anybody here. He's just waiting for us to focus in on Him and start claiming what He can do for us. Let's go to Psalms 24:7. Psalms 24:7. It says, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be filled up, you age-abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. The Lord is mighty in battle. And in Isaiah 11:2, it says that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. These are the seven ministries of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's to exalt God's rule in our life. The Spirit of wisdom, give us wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear or the reverence of the Lord. We need that might to stand in the day of trial. In the day of our battle, we need God's might in our life. We need the Holy Spirit anointing of might. Because no matter what battle you face, it's might that's going to turn that around for you. The thing is that did you know you had the spirit of might? A lot of us don't. God has it and Jesus has it. And we need to know that we have it so that we can walk in it and we can proclaim it in our life. Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's the anointing of might. It's there. Because you know, nothing, no one can stop God from giving you the victory. But you know what? You can. You are the only one in your life that can stop you from having whatever victory it is that God has designed for you. The thing is, might has a switch. And how do you turn it on? You turn it on just sort of like a light switch. The first step to turning it on is knowledge of the Word of God. And the second step is confidence in that Word of God. And it goes together, because it's knowledge in the Word will increase your confidence in the Word. And the Holy Spirit rests on that Word of God that is operational in you. This is the Rhema word. This is when you're reading the Bible and you're going, wait a minute, I am healed by His stripes. It says that I am already healed. It's when it says, He will provide for me abundantly above anything I could ever imagine. That's His word. You get that inside of you. Rhema word is the life-giving word in you. So that when the enemy comes against you and hits you with that sickness, or hits you with, how am I going to pay that bill, or whatever, you can just come back at him and say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. The Word of God tells me I'm healed. The Word of God tells me that He will provide for me abundantly above anything I could ever imagine. It's not your limited thinking. Get out of your limited thinking. This book has a lot of things in it that we don't even have any idea that they lie in there. And it's waiting for us to claim them. So it's the Holy Spirit that comes and works on what is operational. If it's not operational, if it's just a head knowledge, that's the logos word. It's like, okay, I'm reading Psalms here. You know, these are good words. Yeah, this sounds really good. That sounds good. It's not operational in you. It's just a head knowledge. You can quote scripture all day long, but if you haven't taken that word, just the logos word, just the word of reading it, and put it inside of you, into your heart, so that when the enemy comes, you can stand and say, wait a minute, you can't do that to me, because my Heavenly Father says this, you're not going to be able to stand in the day of battle. Words are important, but they have to have the Spirit behind them. You have to have the might behind them, because I'll bet you, the minute you pick up a scripture and it becomes the Rhema word to you, the enemy is standing right outside that door. I will bet you money you will not even get to your car before the enemy will tell you, what are you talking about? You don't have money to pay your bills. You don't have a job. You're sick. You can't move around. You know, he's going to tell you. He's right there. It says that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's not here to play with you. He's here to kill you. I know that from personal experience. He's here to destroy whatever he can in your life. He's here to steal from you whatever he can steal. So that's why we need to have the Rhema word inside of us. So that when the battle comes, you've got your armor on and you're ready to go. And you can say no. And you can rebuke him. And you can tell him what it says. So if the word is not operational in you, it's just lying there. And you can quote it all you want to. But you need to get it in you. You need to have it operating inside of you. So it's the knowledge that is operational. And that knowledge is, you know what to do, and you do it. And doing it is what makes it operational. And might is what's going to help you carry it out. So you know what to do, and you do it. And as you do that more and more, it makes you more open to when you're faced with another battle, Because the enemy's going to come at you whatever way he can. You can go, wait a minute, this word worked for me over here. So I know it's going to work for me over in whatever other situation I have to face. In Daniel 11:32, it tells us, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. So the people who know their God will be strong and will carry out their exploits. So what does this mean? It means that the people who don't know their God will not be strong and will not carry out great exploits. So the people who know their God will, and the people who don't know their God won't. Do you know what an exploit is? It's doing the humanly unaccomplishable and obtaining the naturally unattainable. Doing the humanly unaccomplishable. Who's told you you can't do that? And obtaining the naturally unobtainable. Who told you you can't obtain that? So it means that if you know your God and His Word, you are accomplishing what you said you're not able to accomplish, and you're obtaining what you should not be able to obtain. That sounds pretty good to me. I'd like to accomplish what somebody says I can't accomplish, and I would like to obtain what someone says that I can't obtain. Like I said, it means you can do what can't be done, and you can have what they say you can't have. So the question this morning is, do you know God? Because how well you know God determines how much you're able to accomplish. You know, I think most of you know that in May, I took my state licensing exam for my marriage and family therapist. That was the worst test I've ever taken in my entire life. It was an hour and a half of just sheer hell. The first time I took it, I failed it. And I knew when I took it the second time, I not only had to prepare mentally so that I could answer the questions, I also had to prepare spiritually. I went through the Bible and I found the scriptures that said that He gives us wisdom and knowledge. That He gives us knowledge in the things that are unseen. That we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That I do have the peace that passes all understanding, because it's a stressful time. It's very anxious. Caused a great deal of anxiety. And I quoted those to myself. I read them and quoted them over and over. Got them deep in my heart. Every time before I even started studying, I read those scriptures first. When the enemy came at me and said, you're not going to pass the test. Nobody, 50% pass this test who take it. And you're not going to pass it. You failed it once, you're going to fail it again. And I told him, no. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have the wisdom and the knowledge from God to understand how to answer these questions. Because He's going to come at you every time you make up your mind that you're going to do something. He's going to come at you in one way, shape, or form to discourage you from doing whatever it is that God wants you to do. You take it just like you take medication when you're sick. Think of it as a pill. Take it, what, 3 times a day? Every day, 3 times a day, whatever. You need it. Take it as a pill. Because it's the word that is operational in you that the Holy Spirit can use to bring you the might and the power that you need when you're facing whatever situation you're facing. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. This is a little wordy because it's out of the Amplified, but it says, but on the contrary, As the scripture says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, God has prepared for those who love him. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and it hasn't entered into the heart of man. You haven't seen it, you haven't heard it, and you haven't even thought about it in your heart of hearts, what it is that God has prepared for us. I think that's pretty exciting. It tells you that we're limited by our human thinking, but we're not limited by God. Our eyes don't know, our ears haven't heard, and our heart doesn't understand what God has prepared for us. Think about that for a minute. You know, like John says, he's not a candy machine where you put in 25 cents and out comes the candy. But in a way, he really is. He's just waiting for us to say, God, I know you can do this in my life. Because he's going to treat you better. He's going to provide for you better. It says abundantly above. Think one minute for what's abundantly above anything you could ask. We limit not only ourselves, but we limit God. Because he's waiting for us to talk about it. He's waiting for us to proclaim it. And if we don't do that, the only reason you don't have it is you. I've been tremendously blessed in my life. And it's only come from the Lord. I mean, it's been jobs, it's been a home, it's been it's been getting through school. It's been a lot of things. And I don't believe in luck. I don't know if it's right or not, but I heard Creflo Dollar talking about luck, and the root word for luck is Lucifer. It goes with Lucifer. And I just thought, I've got to check that out. Because I thought, no wonder, there's no luck involved in this. The luck is of the enemy, basically. It's not, you're not giving the glory to who needs the glory. It's God working in your life. So we need to remember that it's only the strength and the might that we need to get through every day. Like John says, is this the end times? We don't know. But I just by looking at the circumstances, things aren't getting any easier. You need to be having an intimate, very intimate. The word intimate there is intercourse. It wants you to go in the bedroom with the Lord and close the door and have a loving, intimate relationship with him. That you can talk to him and he can talk to you and he can make his word stand out to you so that you get it in your heart, and when the enemy comes, you can say, no. Basically, get out of here. Shut up. Get out of here. What you're saying is not true in my life. Because I have the Lord God Almighty behind me. And he's just waiting for us to say to him and to give him his word. Because it tells us, his word does not return void. God's word, every word in this Bible does not return void. God is attached to every word in this Bible. And I challenge you today. I don't know what situation you're facing. But I know every situation I face, I find a scripture that's going to help me get through it. And I say that scripture. I have those stick-on things. I put them on my mirrors. So when I wake up in the morning, I see it. It's right there. I have them at work, so I can, if I have to, I can look at that to say, I can do this, whatever it is. And I would just challenge you, because I don't know about you, but I would really like to be going from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Just remind yourself daily, God's word is the answer. And he does love us. He sent his son to die for us. If that doesn't mean he loves us, I don't know what does. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your holy word. Father, I thank you that you are victorious in each, and you bring us into victory in each and every one of our lives. Father, I don't know what battle everyone's facing, but I claim your victory today, now, in Jesus' name, in each and every situation that this congregation is facing. And Father, I give you the glory, even though we don't see it right now in the physical realm. Father, I just ask that they would all walk out in victory, knowing that whatever the situation is, they have the victory, because we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.